There is much being done to bring into concrete experience the truth of the statement that the unseen world is more real than the one as seen by the mass consciousness of the planet now. These concrete demonstrations of the nature of this unseen causal effect are not only stimulating awareness, but bringing forth the opportunity to use this knowledge to encourage the visioning of the process that together we are beginning to bring forth. How's that for talking all the way around the subject? It helps to bring it out of the realm of wishing into realization that there is a way to counter their methods without adopting them. The work is to be done is not at this third-dimensional level of resistance, but as I've emphasized before, at the causal level of creating what is another focus entirely. The reality of possibility of this process has already been demonstrated in fields that indicate these processes can be adopted and focused in accordance with what is needed. The already proven success of these theories adds the inspiration needed to bring forth the birthing activity. It is recommended that the messages be held for those who would be encouraged to join the birthing process in the immediate future. These people will quickly see the correlation, and of course some are already in the awareness of some or all of its contents. A basic awareness of both sides of the forces present is needed, and that information is available and necessary that it be known to those selected as the parents of this process. It is also a human weakness to assume that what is known to one is also known to all. Details are not necessary, but an overview would be helpful with an available catalog of well-documented information for those desiring a more comprehensive understanding in areas not familiar to them. The processes mentioned in the message are, of course, known to those engaged in this broad research, and these strive to be merely known, but not to create a situation that will bring public awareness. At that point, their existence is a threat to the powers that assume invincibility. These would then be in a precarious situation as the noose tightens. Their importance cannot be stressed enough. This is the reality check needed to assure the success of the understanding that these higher vibrational realities need to be pulled into the experience on this planet. As the message reveals, the comfort zone under threat can bring violent reactions, not only in circles of opposition, but among the general public. The opposition at its higher levels know that it is threatened by a possible collapse of its operation from the inside out. The mass consciousness is merely reacting in a Pavlov's dog fashion. Possibility thinking is not acceptable. Herein lies the need for careful movements within the project and until the critical mass is reached. That is why the approach to the plan must be by word of mouth to known individuals, who then take the responsibility of approaching those who they know have the proper sympathetic awareness and desire to see the situation change. The ability to identify with the changes to be made at levels beyond the five senses of experience must be paramount in the beginning parenting process. It isn't the number of people involved at this stage, but the quality of the awareness that is important. The ability to possibly think, the openness to expansion of awareness, and the ability to assimilate and postulate into new synthesis, the known and unknown is of critical importance. In other words, choose carefully. With that step clearly in mind, the proliferation will take care of itself. The clarity of the first combinations will set the stage for the entire process.